We are learning Maseches Mayakaton, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. In the Mishnah it said, a hedyet toifer kedarkai. That means a non-professional, he's let us sow kedarkai, with derech, without a shinui, but if it's a uman, he has to be makliv, which is a shinui, and we'll see in the Gemara what the shinui is. First Gemara questions, hechidami hedyet. What? How do we know if someone's a hedyet or a professional? Anyone who can't sew a bunch of stitches at one shot. And what does that mean? So Rashi explains that a professional could go take the needle, go in and out, and then just pull the garment, and that will automatically, you'll have a bunch of stitches. But you don't have to pull the thread through every time. A hedyet, every time he pulls the entire thread through, and then makes another stitch, pulls the entire thread through. But if someone could just do a bunch of stitches at once, that's called professional. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Amar, Kol She'in Yochel Lechaven Imra B'chapas Chalukoi. What's called a hedyet, not a professional. In those days, they used to put on the bottom of their clothing, like they had these long robes, and they used to go and, you know, slept on the ground and get rubbed out. And therefore, so it shouldn't get rubbed out from the ground, they put like a extra lining around the bottom of the beged. So this person, when he sews it on, he can't sew it straight. Either because he can't cut it straight or he can't sew it straight. That's called a hedyet. Anyone who can't be mechaven to put the hem on straight is called a hedyet. Now it says in the Mishnah, but a uman who sews, he has to be makliv. He has to do a shinu. My makliv comes with the lashon of a kelev, of a dog. He leaves spaces in between stitches, just like a dog has spaces in between his teeth. He leaves spaces in between the stitches. Rabbi Shmuel, a different type of shinui. Amar shinei kabas, like the teeth of a dog, which some are bigger than other ones, they go up and down. The stitches also have to be like bigger and smaller. So it comes from our Gemara that the Gemara gives two examples of a hedit and two examples of a shinui. Which one do you pass like? So the Rishonim say you have to go to Chumrah because not sure which one it is. And therefore, Allah lemaisa, it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Kuf Memalav Sif Hei, he needs a piece of clothing of hedyet. If it's a hedyet, he can sew normally. He has to wide stitches, which means make space between stitches. He has to go up and down. So you see, you need both. And the Ramah says, every person do a shinui because you're not sure exactly what's a hedyet. So if someone splits his pants or something, and he has to sew it, you have to sew it back with a shinui, like it says over here. There's no heter because dava oved, but you have to still do have to do with a shinui. That's what it says in R. That's not called dava oved. If you have to do it with a shinui, that's the halacha when it comes to sewing on chol hamoed. Zok to Gemara Vayta said in the Mishnah, Misargin es amitos. That's what Rama Diyama said. And Rav Yaisi says no. You can't be masarig and matchin, which just means in those days they had beds with a frame and used to put ropes across the bed, both ways, back, you know, going both ways across the, like, boxes across the bed, and they put a mattress on top of it or straw on top of it, and that's how they slept on top of the beds. Now, what does masarig and mitos mean? What does matchin mean? The Gemara is going to discuss. So it says in our Mishnah that you're allowed to be masarig and mitos, or if you want maniyama, only matchin. My masarig and my matchin. Ravdimi came and said, Rav Chiya ba'Abba Rav Asi argued, and they both said it, B'Shem Chizkiya and Rav Yechon. Chalama, you know what Masargin means? Masargin means Shasi Ve'erif. Masargin means, according to Tanakama, you're allowed to make these beds by putting the strings, you know, going across and going to the length and to the width. Shasi Ve'erif. Umatachim, Metuach, according to Alamadim Hosi, only could do Metuach means Shasib layer, if you only could do Shasib layer, if you only could do in one direction, which means the length and not the width. Pachad Omar, Alamadim says no, Mesargim means Shasib layer. And Matchim, Shemayirafuya Matchoy, it was already, the strings were on, just the ropes were on it, but it wasn't tight, Yem Matchoy. That's how the second one, says, the second one, Mumachmer, says, even the Mandi Omar says that Yelam Mesargim is only Shasib layer. And Matchin holds, Dafka, if it was there already, you let it pull it tight. So we'll discuss soon exactly what's the reasons why it's Pimutter. Also, we'll discuss that soon. But first, let's see what the case is. Aini. Va'toni Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul, V'shavin, Everyone agrees, both Mani Rabbim, Sheim Afshilim Chavolim L'Chatchila, that you're not allowed to make these ropes, you can't spin these ropes, L'Chatchila, on Chol HaMoed. So Mishlo Mani Rabbim, Sag and Shiv Eir, if they allowed to put the ropes, Kedarkoi, both directions, U'matchin, all about the Mishlo Shiv Eir, so Hayin Tani, Rav Tachli Rav Shmoz, so it says, even though it was Mekel, to go both ways across the bed with the ropes, but V'shavim, everyone agrees, Sheim Afshilim Chavolim L'Chatchila, you can't make ropes, L'Chatchila. But Mani Yama holds that even Masargin is a Shiv L'Erev, and Matchim Shemayarofu Matchoy, that if it was there already, it was just loose, you could pull it tight. So Hashta, everyone agrees that Shiv L'Erev Amraloi, that everyone agrees you can't put the ropes on in both directions. Chavolim L'Chatchilim Abayi, you have to tell me I can't create a rope? Of course I can't create a rope. Mara ends off Kasha, let's talk a good Kasha on that Mani Yama. Only Rav Nachman by Yitzchak the Rav Chiya, Bavin. Mi ikal mandi amar, misargin shesiv la'erev. How can it be such a mandi amar who holds the word misargin means shesiv la'erev? It can't mean. The word misargin, the literal meaning means shesiv with erev. What's the raya? V'atanam to the Mishnah. We're just talking about tumma. That's a bet is not makabal tumma according to Rameya. Rameya Imer, hamita mishi yisrik by shloisha batim. It's only makabal tumma when you yisrik three batim, three squares. Now, if you do a box, obviously, you're going shesiv erev. So you see, loshen sirug means shesiv erev. That's what Rashi says. Amad the mesargin encourage shesiv erev. So mesargin has to mean that. So Ravin's going to say takas chuk. Eliki also Ravin Omar. This machloikis we have before Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Asi. There's machloikis of what mesargin means, what matchim means. Was only machloikis in metuach, not in sirug. Everyone agrees, Tanakama, the word Masargin means, you're allowed to, on Yontav, do Shasiv Erev. Eliki Pligi, what's the Machloikis? Bim Matchim. Machloikis, the two Amarayim are, what does Rav Yesi says, what does he mean? What does Mematchim mean? That's the Machloikis between Rav Chia and Rav Asi. Ki Pligi, Bematchim. Arsa Matchim in Shasiv Erev. Which means the Tanakhama says we do Shi and Erev, and this Mani Yama is no, only Shiv L'Erev. Or Masava, no, even less. It's like a Mekotzal Kotz. Shema Yerofu Yomatchoi. The Tanakhama says we do Shi and Erev, and Rabbi Yaisi says you only could do if it's Rofu Yomatchoi, pull it tight. That's all you could do. Meisve, I'm going to ask you a Kasha. Mesargin is Samita. It says in the Brayos like this. This is Rameya's Shito, who's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Now we're getting a name to it. The halacha is, that's pashut. If you can misarik, pashut, you can do matchin. Rabbi Yisrael, matchin, you can matchin. But loy misarikin, but you can't do siruk, like we have in our Mishnah. Yes, shayimrim, aim matchin kolikir. You can't even do matchin. Now remember, if matchin means you can do shisilayir, we understand someone called you can't do it. But if it means to pull it tight, like Bishlam Lamadi on Matrim Shibler, Hainu the Osiash Aimrim, Lefluga, they could argue. Elamadam Mashima Yerofu Matroi, that if it's loose, you could tighten it. Liesh Aimrim, the Matri Namely, can't even do that. How are you supposed to sleep? The whole part is, you let it do this on Yon Taviz because it's Tzarech Moy, you need a bed to sleep on. So, Bishlam, if you tell me you sleep later, because you can sleep on one way. With one direction, you can still go sleep, but it won't be so comfortable if you can sleep. But here, if you're not going to tighten, how can you sleep? Of course, you let it do that. What could be the Tzad not? If a matri means roughly, heck, a mani says you don't do that, you can't do that. Mar says they're in. There could be a mani like that. Why? Keeping the efshel mali mani, since you could fill up under the bed with clothing, or pillows, or kalim, you could fill it up and then put your blankets and pillows on top of that, so you could sleep on it. If it's loose, you could put things under the bed to hold up the mattress. Lo yitachinu. Therefore, you can't do mitareach and pull the ropes tight. So what comes out over here is that according to Rameyer, you're allowed to even misargin shesiv ve'erev. And who do you paskin like? So there's a stam Mishnah before Rav Yesi says you're allowed to be misargin. Rav Yesi says not. So even though it's Rameyer now and Rav Yesi we found that, and usually you paskin like Rav Yesi, but here you can say he paskin like Rameyer because it's a stam Mishnah like Rameyer. That's the Rosh says. Rosh says the simul ches v'kaimelon Rameyer Rav Yosi loch Rav Yosi. Mekomokam over here when the sasam lon div Rameyer mestisa mash v'shem iker. That's the iker shita. So the question is. So now let's explain it. Why taka yelav misarig shiveru? And this is really Tosis kasha. Tosis the Masal Misargim asks. Tema heich mutla soisam locha ki hayv leishinu. We're assuming this is really a ma'ase uman. So we just finished saying that by Teifer, you have to do a Shinui. So why here don't you have to do a Shinui? L'chari, you have to do a Shinui. So there's two truths in this kasha. The Rosh answers that here it's a Dava Ovid. Because if you don't be Mesarigit correctly, it's going to ruin the bet. And therefore, it's Mutter Koder Meir. Reisi, it's not Dava Ovid, that's why it's Aser. That's why Reisi Ramei is a Dava Ovid or not. That's one shot. Rabbi Rucham says, no, this is a Maisa Hedyet. That's why it's Mutter. So, Kapanam Alokal Maisa, you're allowed to be Mesarig the Mita and Tupshatim. Either because it's a Maisa Hedyet, not a Maisa Uman, or even though it's a Maisa Uman, since it's a Dava Ovid, because it's going to get ruined if not, therefore you're allowed to do it. Zokta Mishta Vaita, the new Mishta. Says the Mishta, Mamidim Tanu Vikarayim Verichayim Bemoyed. You're allowed to put together a stove. Tanur is a stove with one place for a pot. Karayim is a stove with two places for pots on top of it. Verichayim is a millstone. Bemoyed, let it put that together. Bemoyed. And what's the reason? Even though it's a Maisuman, because the Tanakama Paskins that Oichel Nefesh. The Tzarek HaKha Nefesh is mutter even a Maisa Uman. Tzarek HaKha Nefesh is even a Maisa Uman. And that's how the Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Tav Kuf Mem, they allowed to do, for Mokum Tzarek HaKha Nefesh, allowed to do even a Maisa Uman. That's the Paskin. Al Kapanim, that's the Paskin Sifat Al, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's how you Paskin, that you can do even like that. Now, That's a pasuk that you can do even echanefesh. For example, let's say there was a story. Let's say an oven breaks on Yom Tov, so you let it fix the oven on Yom Tov. You want a ma'isum one because you need an oven to cook in. Because anything that's a tzarich echanefesh, you have to cook. And we'll see there's some limitations to this rule, but that's what the Tanakhama holds. You don't even know. See what that means? Not everything is mutter. You can't be mechabish the millstone betchila on Chol HaMoed. And we'll see what that means mechabshin momentarily. Zok the Gemara, my mechapshin. What does it mean mechapshin? So Rav Yehuda Aimer menaker echaya. Rav Yehuda the Amora says that the word mechapshin means menaker echaya. Means they used to make these little edges or holes or ridges in the stone in order to it'll grind better if it's uneven. If it's too smooth, it doesn't grind as well. So they used to make these holes or these edges or these little ridges in the stone in order to grind better. That's what mechapshin means, and that Rabbi Yehuda is saying in aladu in Chol HaMoed. Rechilo emar bas eina, which means that the stones are very heavy, and between the stones they ground up the wheat to make flour. But where the flour go? So you have to take the top stone off to get the flour out, but that's too hard. So they made a hole in the middle of the bottom stone. They carved it a hole in the middle, and all the flour fell in there, and that caught all the flour. So you're not allowed to make this new hole, this hole in this millstone on Chol HaMoed. That's what you're not allowed to do over here. Because these things are, according to Rav Yehuda, he holds that even though the Tanakhama holds you're allowed to even do Tircha Yaseiro or Maisa Uman on Chol HaMoed v'Tzarecha Nefesh, Rav Yehuda holds no, that you have to do Epes Hashino, you can't do everything you want for Eichel Nefesh. Zok the Gemara, Eichel Nefesh means for Machshir Eichel Nefesh. He doesn't allow everything. Zok the Gemara, Meis Ve'am Nasiu Kasha, Mamidim Tano V'Karayim V'Moyed. You're allowed to, it says in the Braisa, Tanakama says, Mamidim Tano V'Karayim V'Moyed. You're allowed to put up a Tano and Karayim put together on Chol HaMoed. V'lach Shalik Mor Lachton, but you shouldn't finish the Malacha Divri Rabbi Eliezer. So this Rabbi Eliezer is not like our Mishnah. He says that you have to have a Shinui, therefore you shouldn't finish up the Malacha Ligamri. The Rabbi Eliezer. V'chomer is like our Mishnah. He says, Af Yigmar, you can even finish it up. It's Machshir Eichel Nefesh, something that's been used for food. You're allowed to even finish up the whole thing. You don't have to do a Shinui. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Mishmoy. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishmoy the Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Mamidim Esa Chadosha, Umechabshim Esa Yeshana. That a Chadosha, you could put up a brand new tanur, a mechabshim esa yeshana, and an older one even can make holes in it because it's those holes that make the ridges in it that make it better to grind. In an old millstone, it's easier because it's already done. It was already done just to make it better, just to sharpen it. So that's easier, but not on a new one. The yeshayim a mechabshik olikar, and some say you don't even do it at all. You can't do it at all. You can't mechabish at all. So I was very taichi mechabish to mean the menakir echayev. The other pshat would also be making the hole. The hole that catches the wheat. So the Gemara says like this: Bishlom Amandei Mechavshim Menaker Rechaya. If you learn Mechavshim means that you make those holes and those ridges in the stone. So therefore, it's possible to have Biyashana. You sharpen those ridges. El Amandei Mebas Eina. But if it means the hole where all the wheat falls into, Yeshana Basena Lomala. Why would Ola need a Basena? You already have one. You already have one. But Basena Lomala, he already has one. Rashi explains, Blakefar Isla Basena, already has the hole. Shekfar, he, Yeshana Malitra, it's already being used for grinding and it has to have it. It doesn't have it, you can't grind well. You have to pick up a stone to get out the wheat. So already has one. So if Mechavshim meant the Basena, what does the pastor say? How can you say Chadosh and Yeshana? And for the Gemara, no, it's the way Yeshana. Going to Gabay La Avuche Tvei Port. You want to make it bigger. So the Gemara, right. So comes after this Gemara here that we have Machlekes here, Tanakama, and you have Machlekes here, the Tanakama and the Rav Yehuda. If you're allowed to with a millstone, if you're allowed to do it completely and everything the nifes. Dr. Shulchan Aruch, Tanu veKarayim Sheef Sheshiyav Shuvyef Amayid. If it's possible, you finished Amayid. Oisim, you could do it. You could build a tanner on Yontiv, and that's where you're paskin, and it's not a problem. You don't have to do any shinu, you don't have to leave anything over. And the reason is, Zokta Mr. Brura and Sivkot Yudches, Afilu Maisa Umon, Kivan Shehu Tzorech Oichel Nefesh. Since it's Tzorech Nefesh, so even let it do a Maisa Umon, and therefore it's mutter to do. That's what you're paskin. Let's see the Gemara Vaita. Where the Gemara brings a Maisa, which someone held like the Yesh Eimrim, who holds you can't do Mechavshin. Let's see the Gemara. Rav Huna Shami Lehu Gavro, Tkonaka Rechaya, Bechol Demayed. Rav Huna once heard a person, he was making these ridges in the millstone, on Chalamayed. And he held it was also, because he held like the Yesh Eimrim says, E Mechavshin Kol Iker. And he learned Mechavshin means Menaka Rechaya, to make those holes. So Omar, he gave this guy a klala. Omar, man, hi, the Ischel Gufay, the Komochel. This person, his guf, should be mechalal. Why? Kitzur should have an einish because he's being mechalal mechalal ma'id. And the Gemara explains. So, like Yesh Eimrim, he holds like the Yesh Eimrim who holds that he should not mechavish kol ikka. So, like the Gemara writes, the Doros Rav Chama neiker rechayim b'ma'id. Rav Chama paskin like the way we paskin that you're allowed to be neiker rechayim b'ma'id because it's sarach machshir echanavish. Even the sus that you ride and the donkey that you ride, let it cut their nails on Chalamayid, because it makes it easy for them to ride the horse if they have the nails cut, and therefore, since it's Tzarech HaMayid to ride the horse, so you're allowed to cut their nails, because if not, it's going to be hard for them to go. And the Gemara says, but aval chamra derechai aloi. But a donkey that's used on top of the base, if a donkey that's used to pull the mill, that you shouldn't cut their nails. Why? Because they don't have to do so much work on Chalamayit, because you only let a grind wheat that you need for Chalamayit, which is not that much. And with the long nails, the donkey will manage to work a little bit, even with long nails, for that much stuff that you need, that much wheat that you need. Now, Tysus is an interesting thing here. What about riding a horse itself? Is that Isser HaMoyed or not? So Tysus, the bottom Tysus says, Pirish of Tysus is Tzarech HaMoyed. Mashva is also Lurka Bechinam. Tysus says, Mashva, from a Tysus, brings down a Tysus, that holds that the only time you let it ride a horse is only for a Tzarech, but not for no reason at all. But Lamaisa, we don't paskin like that. The Ramon, Tuf Kuf Lamed Vav, Sif Al of Paskins, that there's no problem riding a horse. The Mutta Lurka Bechinam, a Philom, Eir Leila, Philom Bechinam. Even for no reason, you can't do the tzarchei rechiva if it's not the tzarech. But stam to ride a horse, according to the Ramah, lemaisa is not an issur, because even on Shabbos, the only reason we're not allowed to ride a horse is you might cut off a branch, and we don't make that gzeira on Chol HaMoed, therefore you're allowed to ride a horse. But Taisa, it has to be a tzarech. We pass him like the Ramah says that you can ride a horse, even bechinam.